착착 니.
What's going on, everybody? Jay Wright with Frustrated Black Christian Podcast, episode number 22. Today's episode is entitled Battling Insecurities. Battling Insecurities. And I don't know why I repeated that twice like I'm about to preach or something like that, but I'm not preaching at all. I'm just kind of just being transparent with you all, as I always try to be. I always try to be transparent with you all to just talk about my current status and what I'm doing and what I'm facing, and maybe you can get something from my transparency. I never try to be one who posts an image of perfection or like I have it all together, because I absolutely don't. But I'm on the journey of bettering myself and progressing every single day. And sometimes, just being honest with you all, for me, when I'm, as I am pursuing progression and trying to better myself so that I can be better for my wife and for my girls and for everybody that's connected to me, I'm pretty sure it's been well established how much I love my people. But it's important to me. It's important for me to just be real with you all, to let you know that every day is not always a good day for me. Every day isn't always it's not always that I feel like I'm growing, because in the midst of me pursuing or progressing, the thing that battles me the most, I feel like, is my insecurities. My insecurities are something that it's done a lot of damage to me personally. It's done some damage in my marriage. It's done some damage in probably every aspect of my life. And we all battle insecurities, you know, the questioning yourselves, the feeling like you're not worthy, or the feeling like you're not good enough, or that you're not doing enough. And, you know, sometimes you have to be honest with yourself. And if you know you're not doing enough, you got to, you know, get up and do what you got to do. And just, you know, put your best foot forward. But sometimes, even in feeling like you're doing the best that you can, sometimes it feels like your best isn't always good enough. And that's how I feel sometimes. And I've been talking with Keisha and just telling her and just trying to be open and honest with her with where I am. Because a lot of times when I'm feeling insecure or whatever like that, or I'm battling these insecurities that's within me, a lot of times I tend to shut down. I tend to, you know, and I know it's just 3 minutes into the podcast and I'm already like getting all deep and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm just kind of like talking this thing out with you all as it comes to my heart. I'm just letting it out my mouth, and I hope I'm making sense with what I'm saying. But I'm just being real with you all. Sometimes when I'm battling insecurities, what I would do is I tend to shut down. I don't talk. I don't, you know, I'm still active, and, you know, whatever my wife, my girl needs, I'm going to make sure I'm getting what they need, and I'm going to do my job. But as far as like that communication, and sometimes we don't realize how important communication is, especially in any relationship. If you don't have communication, you know, how will your other person that you are connected with, how will they know how you're feeling, what you're thinking, and what the status is? So communication, I would say, is, if it's not the most important, it's definitely one of the most important parts in any relationships. That's one thing I can't stand, and I know I sound like a hypocrite, is the lack of communication. But that's how I know when my insecurities are getting the best of me, when I tend to shut down, when I tend to just like close everything off and just be wrapped up in my own little world with all the thoughts and the negativity that's in my mind. And I told Keisha this, you know, I just felt overwhelmed, especially yesterday. I couldn't even really get any like schoolwork done, or I didn't even do the podcast, which I intended to do on yesterday. I had a lot of stuff that I had plans to do, but I just didn't do it yesterday because I got so overwhelmed with my insecurities. And I just had a lot of thoughts going on in my head. And I just told Keisha, like, man, I just had to go. And I did something that I hadn't did in a long time, which was a help to me. I went for a walk. There's this nature trail over by my mom's and my pop house, where they stay at over there. And I used to go there, if not every day, I would go at least 3-4 times a week at the beginning of this year until I caught COVID. And after that, I didn't go back or whatever. But I found myself going there yesterday. I told Keisha and I told my mom, and I was like, I just got to go for a walk or whatever. And I went, and it really relieved. It was a big stress reliever, and I'm going to pick it back up. But I was telling Keisha, I just had so many thoughts in my mind. You know, a lot of stuff is going on for us, for me. A lot of opportunities with the radio station, with school. Things are consistently progressing at the church, and I really can't complain. I have an awesome marriage. I have an awesome spouse. You know, there's nothing really wrong, but sometimes I don't know if I'm the only one, and maybe it's just me. Maybe y'all are more mature than me, but sometimes, like, when things are going so good and your insecurities will come in and play a role to have you think that something bad is on the horizon. What's bad? And that's one of the side effects of insecurities. You become paranoid. What if this fail? What if this don't stay consistent? What if, you know, you're not doing your part as a husband? What if you're not doing your part as a pastor? What if you're not doing your part at the radio station? You can be replaced. You're not that good, you know, and you start looking at everybody, and everybody becomes a suspect. Oh, you know, you trying to take my place. You trying to take my position. You trying to sabotage me, when the truth is you're sabotaging yourself. That wasn't me passing gas. That was the chair squeaking, if y'all listening, if y'all heard that just then. Had to make it known. Anyways, but anyways, you know, you can become paranoid, and you become, you know, so bothered by people to where it takes control over your whole entire being. It takes effect on you all, on me. I'm not going to say you all, I'm going to say on me. And, you know, that's not the way to be. And I don't really know. At some point, you know, I was telling myself, and as I was praying to God, and God gave me a scripture which encouraged me, from James the first chapter, and I think it's around the 22nd or the 23rd verse, between 22 through 24. And basically James was talking about how it's important for us to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer of the word. Because those that are just hearers of the word, they can allow, you know, the word of God to go in one ear and come out the other. When the doer of the word actually applies it and then activates the word by living it out. And he was going on, and I'm paraphrasing, he goes on to say that just being a hearer of the word is like somebody looking at themselves in a mirror, and they're recognizing themselves, and they're looking at themselves, and then as soon as they turn around away from the mirror, they forget what they look like. Basically, what he was saying is to just be a hearer of the word, it's like somebody that loses their identity, because the word of God gives us our identity. And I know, like I said, I'm not preaching, but I just give y'all what comes to me that encourages me. And it made me realize that there are some things that I'm just hearing the word of God for my life. I'm applying some things, but I know that it's time for me to take things to the next level and fully commit to being a doer of the word and not just a hearer of the word, because those things that I lose my identity in, that's where I'm insecure in. That makes sense what I'm saying. So when you don't know who you are, you wonder who you are or who you were meant to be or whatever the case may be. And I just had to really examine my life and examine myself and just think about some things and think about where I'm going and the mistakes that I'm making and, you know, what I need to do to improve for my life. And I just had to come and be honest with myself and to say, hey, Olajuwon, you got some insecurities and you're not there yet. And you need to be honest in your moment. You need to be honest with, you know, where you are in life. And if you can be honest, you know, you can progress where you're honest at. But if you try to act like everything's okay when everything's not okay, when you try to portray as if everything is hunky-dory and perfect, when it's not really, you know, at some point it's going to expose you. And that's what I found myself being, is exposed. And, you know, talking to my wife and telling her, you know, just apologizing to her, because there's some things in me that I just know it's not cool. And it's just so important that you have somebody in your life that's mature enough that can not just love you in the good times, but that can love you in the bad times. That can not just love you when you're strong and you're bold, but they can also love you when you're vulnerable and you're insecure about certain things. This place where I am, I feel like I'm in a totally different place. And I was telling Keisha, I told her a couple of days ago that I feel different because I look up so much to my brothers and my sisters, all four of my brothers and sisters, not just them, but the other ones that are around me, the guys that I call my brothers, the ladies that I call my sisters, and how they are just great workers. They go to work, they provide, they do all this great stuff. And I just really admire them. And I was telling Keisha, you know, this place that God has me in, that he's challenging me to be in, is not a good place. It's a vulnerable place because I love providing for my family. Now, don't get me wrong. God has come through every single time. We have not slacked. We have not, nothing has really, nothing has changed. I'm gonna be straight up. Nothing has changed since God has challenged me to take this step of faith. But with that being said, sometimes the unknown can make you feel vulnerable. It can make you feel insecure, like you're not doing your part. When my part is to simply trust God and be obedient to whatever he tells me to do. And he provides for us every single time. When I don't think, you know, when I don't think things are going to come through, God comes through every single time. And I'm not talking about borrowing money from nobody. I'm not talking about asking or getting a loan, doing a payday loan. I haven't had to do none of that kind of stuff like that. But God has provided for us, and not only provided for us, but given us more than what we asked for. But even in that, with that being said, sometimes when you still are faced with certain things, it's like, okay, God can just have done something for you. But then when you're faced with the next obstacle, that obstacle can seem so great that you forget what he just did. And that's where I was. I was like, man, dog, I got all this right here that we got to face and we got to go through. Man, I ain't doing my part. I ain't doing nothing. I'm not a good husband. I'm not a good father. You know, I'm up here preaching to these people and doing all this kind of stuff like that and inspiring people on the radio station and stuff like that. And it just seems as if all of that is just a show. And that's what your insecurities will make you think. But those things that I do, my preaching, being on the radio, being on this podcast, all this kind of stuff. These are acts of obedience and faith, but insecurities won't allow you to see it that way. Some of you are doing some great things. You are doing things that you never thought you would be able to do. You are doing things that you didn't even dream about, but you are being favored to do those things. And here it is. What happens is how the enemy or the devil will battle us is with our insecurities to make you think that what you're doing is not good enough, when the truth is you didn't think you would be doing this in the first place. Those thoughts in your minds that will be placed in your mind, you have to learn, or we have to learn, or I had to learn that we have to battle these thoughts in my mind. I say this quote all the time to myself, and I've said it a couple of times to the church. Bishop G.E. Patterson, he said that, you know, his mom used to tell him that you cannot control birds flying above your head, but you can control birds planting a nest on top of your head. Meaning what he was saying is you cannot control the thoughts that come in your mind, because these thoughts come in our mind. You are not your thoughts. I am not my thoughts. But what I can control is the thoughts that I think. Because the Bible then goes on to say in Proverbs, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the thoughts that come in my head are not my thoughts, but what I allow to, what I allow myself to think, and then what I allow myself to start wondering about and daydreaming about and guessing and putting heavy time in it. Those thoughts that I'm thinking, that's what I start becoming. So guess what? If I start thinking about thoughts of insecurities, guess what? I'm going to become insecure. And I just exposed myself just then. And I'm just kind of like realizing, you know, what that really is. You know, these thoughts of insecurities, they come to us all. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. And this ain't no feel bad for Elijah One episode. This is a feel bad for Jay episode. This is a Jay exposing himself so that he can get healing from this foolishness, and so that I can move on. And just to be transparent with you all, to let you know that you're not by yourself in these thoughts that you are thinking. You are good enough. You can succeed. You will succeed. You will be better than you thought you would be if you follow the plans of God, if you trust the plan of God. The Bible says that the steps, and I know I said I'm not preaching, but I'm just encouraging you all. I'm encouraging my own self. You know, Psalms 37 says that. Psalms 37, 23 says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That word order means established by God, meaning God has already established our steps. That means God has already planned out our future. The same thing he told Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has an expected end for us, but our insecurities can become an obstacle, or it can be a hindrance block, or it can be a weight to keep us down. And it's so important for us to learn how to cut away from insecurities. When the thoughts of insecurities come in your mind, you got to know, and you got to be bold enough, you got to be mature enough, and you got to want to cut away from it. But a lot of us are comfortable with insecurities. That's just real. That's just straight up. A lot of us are secure with being insecure. A lot of us are comfortable with being miserable. A lot of us find peace in being paranoid. And that's not the way to live. Because see, it is, here it is, we hating on everybody else when everybody else is progressing. Everybody else is doing something. And all we're doing is just sitting back, talking about how they can do it better or what they should do, when the thing is, you ain't doing nothing at all. We got to grow up. We got to do better. We got to make these changes inwardly, because this stuff is not just affecting us, but it's infecting us. It's an infection. Insecurities are an infection that can spread like wildfire. It is a mental cancer that can spread, and it is contagious. Because if I'm being insecure, and they say you ain't got nobody that's mature enough to handle you and to talk to you and to straighten you out and to check you when you need to be checked, you petty, they petty, they start being insecure. And then we just all sit up here talking about everybody, about and those who are progressing. And the next thing you know, they're way ahead of you. And you're wondering why in your life you're not progressing the way that you know that you should be progressing. Well, you should. You're not progressing because you sat there for years and you've talked about everybody. You've talked about and you fed into your own insecurity and insecurities, and it has made you paranoid. And therefore, you're sitting in the same seat that you're in while everybody else is progressing. So what's the remedy of this, Olajuwon? What solution did you come to? What was it that came to you that made you check yourself, Olajuwon, to say you need to get over these insecurities? And I kind of just said it just then. I had to literally tell myself, you need to get over yourself. Insecurities are not that big of a deal when you put it in check. Your emotions are not that, can be controlled when you learn to get over yourself and you learn to check yourself. And I'm not saying your emotions aren't important. Yes, they are important. You need your emotions. God gave us emotions for a reason, but he also gave us the ability and the power to check these emotions. And sometimes our emotions can get out of hand. Sometimes our insecurities can get out of hand. And if you don't have the proper crew or the proper people around you that will help you check yourself and get over yourself, or you're not mature enough to get over yourself, you will live a life of paranoia. You will live a life of misery. You will belittle everything everybody else is doing when you're doing nothing. Something is better than nothing. And when you are doing something, don't you allow your insecurities to belittle what you're doing. Because there was a time, Olajuwon, when you wasn't doing nothing. There was a time, Olajuwon, when you were saying, I wish I was doing this, and now you're actually doing this, but your insecurities will belittle what you're doing now. I refuse to allow my insecurities to control me and to allow me to think that God isn't doing stuff in my life when I see his hand in my life, on my life. When I see his hand on my family, when I see his hands on my friends, when I see his hands on my church family, I would not allow that kind of stuff to happen. I'm going to keep working because I know, and I said this in a couple of episodes before, that the Bible says in Proverbs that a man's gift will make room for him. If I allow my gift to continue to make room, I will get to the place where I need to be, because it also says, and it will place him in the atmosphere, or in the presence of great men, are people of influence. So keep working, keep striving, keep pushing. Don't get tired. Don't get weary. Keep going, y'all. Don't you stop. I'm telling my own self this right now. Olajuwon, don't you stop. You will get to the place where you're trying to be at. You will get your family to the place where you're trying to be at. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up until you get there. Because what happens is, especially with me, and I'm talking about myself, is when I don't see it when I want to see it, I give up and I quit. I think I've been saying this, I said this a couple of weeks ago, or maybe last week, and I'm just repeating this stuff because this is something that I'm still struggling with. Don't think just because I might talk about it, that the struggle is over. No, the struggle ain't over. The struggle continues. And as a matter of fact, it gets harder and harder because you feel like once you exposed it, it'll go away. But that's not how things work. It'll come back even stronger to push against you. But you got to make up in your mind that I'm not going to allow my insecurities to stop me. And I'm speaking this to my own self right now. I'm not going to allow my insecurities to stop me. You got to get up in your, make up in your mind and get up in the morning and check yourself and have that time. This is why it's so important. And I did this for a while. The owner of FUBU, he said, one of the owners of FUBU, he's on the the Shark Tank show. I listened to him talk one time and he was saying about, you know, when he wakes up, first thing he used to do is get on Instagram, get on Facebook and look at everything or whatever like that. And it used to weigh him down because here it is. He compared himself in the bed, just waking up, to the image that is being put on social media. So if you are comparing yourself, laying down, breath stinking, dirty, sweaty from the night or whatever like that, and you hadn't even got up to brush your teeth or even tell God, thank you for a new day, and you start comparing yourself to the person that looks perfect on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever like that, you already starting off negative. But what he did was he stopped looking at social media or looking on social media first thing in the morning. Because see, when you do that, you compare yourself to these people because ain't nobody going to put no raggedy picture of them on Facebook. Nobody going to put no raggedy picture of them on Instagram. It's going to look good. And I done told my church this before. They're going to take pictures with angles. They're going to filter it. They're going to edit. They're going to bring it up so you don't see they belly, they stomach, or whatever like that, or fupa, or whatever they call it. whatever the case may be, they flaws, they're going to try to hide it. And they're going to put the picture of perfection on Instagram or Facebook, and you comparing yourself to it or whatever like that. You start looking at yourself and looking at your body, and you ain't have time to filter yourself or whatever the case might be. So you're looking at yourself, and then that's how your insecurities come into play. Your insecurities like, aha, got him. What's that, welding? Ha, got him. That's how your insecurities are. Got him. And that's the first thing we do in the morning. But what he said he started doing was he gave himself a few hours to get himself together, to get his mind right, to get himself cleaned up, to get his day going. And then he'll look on social media because social media in its right place is a good thing. But when it controls you, it's taking over. And that's how you start feeling the way that you are feeling. But you got to prioritize and put these things in its right perspective, in its right place, and prevent yourself from being insecure. You got to wake up in the morning. I heard The Rock say this. He was talking to the Los Angeles Lakers. And he said, I wake up every morning, 4:00 in the morning, and I tell myself, there is no one that will outwork me. I am my biggest competitor. There's nobody that will outwork me. I will accomplish this. I will do this. He begins, and he don't even realize, you know, he's saying this stuff, but that's Bible. In Job, when the word came back to Job, God spoke to Job and asked Job, did you command your day? You have the ability to command your day. You have the ability to say that I'm going to work hard today. I'm going to accomplish this today, or I'm going to come close to accomplishing this. I'm setting goals for myself. And when you set goals for yourself and the things that you want to do, here it is. You don't have time to be insecure when you're working. You don't have time to be looking at everybody else when you set goals for your day. We have to learn how to set goals and prioritize and to command our day. I will not be insecure today. I'm going to have a great day. This is the day that God has given me, and I'm going to take advantage of what God has given me. Because guess what? God gives us all the same amount of hours every single day. He don't cut none of our time short. He don't cut none of our seconds short. If you are alive and you're breathing, you have the same time frame as the billionaires have. You have the same time frame as the millionaires have, of these great people that you're looking at, that you look up to, that you admire. And there's nothing wrong with admiration, but there comes a time when you say, if God gave them that time and they're able to accomplish these things, so can I. God don't cut none of us short in our time frame. The same amount of time. Now, it's important on how you use that time. If you don't get up until 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then you staying up till 3 o'clock, like, it's like, what are you doing when you're up? What are you pursuing when you get up? I've been reading this book called Kingdom Men Rising. And it's by Pastor Tony Evans, one of the most brilliant minds in, I say, beyond the Christian faith. He's just a man. That man has so much wisdom. And I've read a couple of his books. I have a couple of his books, but right now I'm in the midst of reading Kingdom Men Rising, because I'm going to do work, something that with our men's ministry with that, but I'm, you know, taking it in myself before I give it to anybody else. Anyways, one of the main things he says, and he said it in one of his last book called Kingdom Men. It's funny, but Kingdom Men Rising is a different book. It's like part two of that. He said that when you get up in the morning, the enemy should be intimidated that you got up. The enemy should say, oh, crap, he's up. Out of all the hell you've been through, the fact that God allowed you to wake up that next morning should put fear in the enemy's heart, not fear in your heart, not insecurity in your heart. The enemy should say, oh, crap, he's up. Why? Because he's getting up. She's getting up to be and to pursue or to pursue the things that's in their lives. They should get up with purpose. And that's what I've been telling myself. Elijah, want to get up with purpose. Because, see, if you're always looking at what I gotta do instead of what I get to do, I get to get up this morning and take my girls to school. I have the opportunity to take my wife to work. I have the opportunity to go to my job later on. I have the opportunity to go to school and to take these classes to better myself, and to better myself is to better my family. And it all works together. I might not see it right now, but I'm working towards it. I'm going to get to the place where, and I told Keisha this yesterday or the day before yesterday, I'm looking for the day to where I'm going to tell my wife, put in your 2-week notice, because I know she's too scary to quit right offhand. You know, that's just my boo. Put in your 2-week notice, because we good. And we finna push you to the next level. It's all a part of the plan, because she's the star. I'm just the foundation and the launching pad. So when the launching pad is established and the foundation is laid, now it's time to launch that star. And when she launched, I'm not trying to sound cocky, but I just believe in the gift that God has given us. And you ought to believe the same thing too. When I take off, I'm taking over. So there's a master plan behind it. So it's so important that I don't allow my insecurities to sabotage the foundation that's being laid. Because see, the enemy knows if I can place these thoughts in his head and he starts to think it, the foundation will never get laid. Because see, the foundation should have been laid years ago. But my insecurities and my mistakes and my failures held me down. But now that I'm a man, as Paul says, I put away childish things and I get my butt up and I do it and I'm going to keep doing it and I won't stop until I get there. Because there's a plan behind it all. I got something that I'm trying to achieve. You got something that you're trying to achieve. And you're going to get there too. But we can't keep allowing insecurities to play with us. You know, we love to tell other people, find somebody to play with or find something else to play with. Hey, you need to tell your insecurities that. You need to tell your thoughts that. If I'm up, I'm going. If I'm up, I don't care if I'm sore, if I'm tired, I'm going to wake myself up because there's no time to relax. There's no time to get lax. If I'm up, I'm getting it. We grinding. We working hard. I'm getting my butt up and I'm going to do something today. I'm going to progress today. I'm going to pursue after the things that's destined for my life because God has them already established, but I got to get up and I got to work towards it. So if I'm up, I'm getting my butt up, I'm taking a shower, I'm getting refreshed, I'm praying and thanking God before it all, and I'm going to pursue the day. I'm pushing past my insecurities. I'm getting over myself. I'm going to bust my behind, and I'm going to be the best that I can be. Let's do it, y'all. Get over yourself. Get your butt up. Let's go to work, and let's be great. Let's be great. As always, I always say to myself, I begin to say it wherever I go. I don't need a PPP loan. The only PPP I need is God help me to be positive, help me to be progressive, and help me to be purposeful. That's all I need. And if I stick to those three P's and trust the plan that God has for me or has given me, I'm going to get to my destiny. I'm going to run into it because opportunity is waiting on you. You're not waiting on an opportunity. Opportunity is waiting on you. So how bad do you want it? I want it bad. And I'm going to get my butt up and I'm going to do it. I got some other topics that I want to talk about on Frustrated Black Christian Podcast, but I just feel like I'm in this path of just encouraging us all and being transparent with my journey to get over ourselves and push beyond those things that we're going through in life. We don't need to talk about nobody else right now but ourselves. We don't need to talk about no other issues except the issues that we got going on in our lives. Because when we see other people's issues, that make us feel like we okay. We in the clear. That's not so, my friends. You got work to do on your own self. And then when you realize how much work you got to do, you don't have time to worry about nobody else. So now's the time of transparency. Now's the time of honesty. Now's the time of maturity to work on you and to get better every single day. My goal is to be a better Elijah one than I was on yesterday. And so on and so forth. Every day I'm progressing. Get 1% better than I was yesterday. And if I stay faithful to that, beyond my insecurities, beyond my feeling like I'm not good enough, I will get there. All right. Think I'm done. For today, Hope I'm not coming off as fussing, but I believe in y'all, because y'all believe in me. I don't have that many viewers yet, but it's important for me to be real with the viewers that I have. That we progressing together. I got a t-shirt line that's coming out. And I have a t-shirt that says, the only thing that I need, the only loan that I need is the gift God gave me. And I'm going to put the website out, or the link out. And if you're interested in purchasing a shirt, please do so. And let's get this thing going. This ain't for everybody. It's only for the people who are ready to progress in life. And if you want to support it, and you might not be somebody that's want to progress, but you just want to support me, please do. But if this is you, this is the statement that we need to make. I don't need a handout. I just need a hand up. I don't need you to do it for me. I just need you to point to where I need to go with so I can do it myself. Because I'm getting it. I'm grinding. I'm working hard. And this is how we start generational wealth. This is how we start a foundation and a future for our children to live upon. I keep telling y'all that I'm done. I guess I am done. All right. I love y'all. I thank y'all for y'all support. And we'll be back next week for another episode of Frustrated Black Christian Podcast. Today's episode is entitled Battling Insecurities. And I'll see you all next week. Remember to be positive, be progressive, and be purposeful, and trust God. All right? Till next time, y'all. Peace.